Well, Labor Day is upon us now, summer's unofficial finale. Let's find out if we're going to get a little beach and barbecue weather to warm up our long weekend. I'm Gabriel Spitzer here with University of Washington's Cliff Mass. Cliff, how's the holiday weekend shaping up?
Well, it actually looks like we'll have two decent days. Today is the transitional day. We have sun out there right now, believe it or not, and temperatures are going to get into the mid-70s. The only place there's a few showers is in the North Cascade and into British Columbia, but those will be fading out. So not a bad day today, but Saturday and Sunday will be the best. We're talking about virtually no chance of rain in the interior and over the mountains, and high temperatures away from the sound, probably upper 70s, even lower 80s on Saturday and even Sunday. So we have Saturday and Sunday are going to be solid, really decent days. The only issue on Sunday is some clouds may be approaching the coast later in the day. Sunday, unfortunately, will lead to a deterioration on Monday. An upper-level, low-pressure area called a trough is moving towards us, and I believe it's going to be affecting us relatively seriously on Monday. That means increase of clouds, chance of showers over the lowlands, maybe 30-40%, and maybe up to 40-50% on the coast. And unfortunately, that deterioration is going to continue into, you know, Thursday, maybe even early Friday before a ridge starts moving in.
Now, is that rain that we're expecting earlier in the week going to be anything like the insanity that we saw yesterday?
Probably not. Well, we had just the most amazing thunderstorm line coming through yesterday evening. First, we were all primed for it. I mean, the air was really laden with moisture. You know, the dew points were very high. It was very sticky. And that's the fuel for thunderstorms. Then an upper-level trough came through, giving some lift. And that released these very intense thunderstorms. Not only did they have lightning, but some places got a half an inch to an inch in less than a half an hour. I mean, that is really torrential rain, very unlike the rain we normally get around here. And you can see the result. There was street flooding. There were some apartments that got flooded out. There was a sewage overflow. So we, ironically, in a wet place here in the Northwest, can handle the really intense thunderstorms that we get so rarely.
You mentioned dew points. Remind me what those are and why we're thinking about them this time of year.
Well, dew point is the best measure of moisture in the atmosphere, much better than relative humidity. And basically, it's a measure of the absolute amount of moisture in the air, the amount of water vapor in the air. And the way we calculate it is we cool air down at the same pressure until the air becomes saturated. So that temperature that you have to cool air down to make it saturated is called dew point. The moisture of the air, the less you have to drop it down in temperature to get that saturation. And here during the summer, you know, typically our dew points are only in the upper 40s to lower, you know, mid-50s maybe. But we were way into the 60s, the mid-60s. So it really felt like the eastern United States in terms of the moisture content of the air.
Well, another place expecting a dry weekend is Yosemite Park in California. And if you're wondering why I'm even mentioning a forecast for such a far-off spot, that's because the dry weather there and the gigantic fire that it's been fueling can actually have effects on us all the way up here. Isn't that right?
That's right. There's been that massive rim fire and some other fires nearby in the Sierra Mountains. Well, that smoke from that fire is being lofted high into the atmosphere. That's moved northward into southeast Washington before it's been pushed into Montana, then Alberta, and out towards the East Coast. So it's really amazing. This massive fire over Yosemite can inject all this stuff in the atmosphere that can affect us here in Washington State and then move all the way across the continent to the eastern United States. It's kind of disturbing.
Well, right. I mean, it seems like it must get diluted beyond recognition. How could it possibly spread its plume so far?
Well, what happens is it goes up to a certain elevation and just holds there. So it does get diluted somewhat as it moves across, but it's kept within a certain layer, and so it doesn't diffuse out that much in the vertically. And so you can actually measure the carbon monoxide and the smoke from the Yosemite fires if you were in New York, for instance.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and you can hear all of our weekly conversations at kplu.org. Thanks so much, Cliff.
Sure.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.